My name is Chloe Lovejoy. I'm Mother Nature, and I'm here to keep you two idiots from ruining the world.
Mother Nature.
Huh. Makes sense that you'd be real, too. Always pictured you as older, though.
Look who's talking, Grim Reaper.
Good point. Nice opossum, by the way.
Don't try to butter me up.
Butter. Butter is good on toast, but not on shiny, shiny hair. Why would I say that?
What is he going on about?
Don't mind my friend Cupid over here. He's bad at girls.
And what are you bad at, Grimmy?
My friends call me Mondo.
I'm not your friend.
Are you mine? Friend?
Seriously? This guy is Cupid?
Marcus is actually really smart when he's not swallowing his tongue.
My tongue is fine. It's great. I mean...
At ease, dude. What are you doing here, Chloe?
I saw your little TikTok stunt. What were you thinking? Did Ismail know you were gonna go public?
Ismail? You know Mr. Ismail?
Yeah, I know him. That's the other reason I'm here. I think something happened to him.
If you want to team up? With us? Like the Avengers?
We don't need a team.
Why did a desk just go flying out the window of the school?
Could be a lot of reasons. Accident in detention?
Zombies! The school is overrun with zombies because Mondo didn't take their souls.
Way to throw me under the bus, Cupido.
Looks like I got here just in time.
Excuse me, Miss Nature. We're doing just fine.
You sure about that?
Okay, it's gotten a little out of hand. But what are you going to do? Zombies don't melt in rain.
I can do a lot more than rain, Skeletor. Terra Concussus!
Whoa! Earthquake! You're amazing, Chloe.
Traitor!
Gen Z Media presents Cupid and the Reaper. Chapter 2 of The Natureverse. Episode 7, Avengers and the Swimming Hole.
This is your school? Nice place.
It's normally quite orderly. Things have deteriorated into chaos lately.
You mean since the principal fell in love with my dad?
I was referring to the zombies.
Zombies set loose by Mr. Rant, who is obsessed with my dad.
Because you didn't get Mr. Apep to her office when I—
Be quiet, both of you. You're giving me a headache. Felix, you there?
Here, Nature.
Who's that on the earpiece?
That's Felix, back in Mother Nature HQ.
Is he your boyfriend, or...
Seriously?
He's my sidekick.
Oh, great.
Is he like the Tooth Fairy or something?
He's just a guy. No offense, Felix.
None taken, Nature. What can I do for you?
These two dopes let a horde of zombies loose in their school.
Zombies?
Hey! I'm the one who has to guide their souls to the afterlife.
Any ideas, Felix?
Let me work on it. What can the love guy do?
I don't know. What can you do, Cupid?
Well... I am the god of love and desire. Some call me Eros, others Cupido, or...
What can you do that's helpful right now?
I can fly and shoot arrows.
He can fly and shoot arrows.
Cool.
I rounded up the zombies the first time. But they got out.
Okay, I'll find a spot where I can create a hole. Marcus, you get the Walking Dead out of the school and lead them to me, okay?
Yes, sure.
Can you handle the rest, Grimmy?
Stop calling me that. And stop bossing us around.
Do your job and I won't have to. Cupid, once you get the zombies outside, meet me in front.
It's a date. I mean, not a date, but...
Just go.
Wings!
I'm Mother Nature. I know everything, and I'm... Okay, I'm on it.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Felix, I need you to find me a spot where I can safely open up the Earth.
Already ahead of you, Neech. I think your best bet is Forsyth Park. It's not far.
Great.
What's up with Cupid and the Grim Reaper?
Ugh, you have no idea how hopeless these two are.
I seem to remember you were pretty hopeless yourself in the beginning.
Who asked you? Oh, here come some zombies. I'm going to call down some birds to fly me to the park.
Hi, Chloe. I can fly you. Wings.
Hey, those are nice. Very feathery.
Oh, thanks. I do have to keep them groomed and...
Compliment over. Can I trust you not to kill me?
I'm an excellent flyer. I mean... I dropped Mondo once, but I caught him right away, and he was really struggling.
Let's just go.
You sure about this, Neech?
Nope.
Where are we headed?
Forsyth Park.
Ah, the Nexus of Love.
Listen, Cupid, it sounds like you put some kind of love mojo on your principal, and I see you looking at me with those puppy dog eyes.
Puppy dog? No, I...
Just saying... If you even think about hitting me with one of your arrows, you're getting a lightning bolt where the sun don't shine.
I would never. I mean...
Good. Then let's fly.
Can I... I mean... I have to hold on to your arms.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Come on, zombies. This way.
Okay, folks. Everybody head onto the boat. Move! I gotta get back to the school!
Wait, what is this place?
How did we get here?
Well, you died and then somehow you ended up at my school.
Are you from Arizona too?
What? Arizona? How did you get to Savannah, Georgia?
You know, I'd never been to Savannah.
That makes no sense.
You still have 387 unclaimed souls.
Okay, I gotta go back to school, folks. The boatman will take you across to the other side. Good luck to you. Cerberus, let's fly.
You're actually a solid flyer, Marcus. Very smooth ride.
Oh, thank you. You should see me shoot arrows. I'm astonishingly accurate.
Sounds like it didn't work so well with your principal.
That was not my fault. See, Mondo was supposed to...
It's cool. I made a lot of mistakes at first, too. About a year ago, storm of the century, all around the world...
That was you?
Kinda.
How did you become Mother Nature?
It gets passed down in families. My grandma was the one before me. She died.
Oh. I'm sorry. You must miss her a lot.
You have no idea.
Okay, the park's down there. Ready to land?
Ready.
Now what?
You head back to the school. I'll be ready for the zombies when you bring them here.
Be right back!
Felix, can you see the surroundings? Am I good to go?
Looks good to me, Nate. Hit it.
Okay. Terra Concussus!
Okay. Looks like Marcus is doing his job. The Horde is leaving the school. Time to go find him.
Not so fast, Mondo.
Principal Durant!
I'm tired of you getting in the way of me and your father.
Let go! How are you so strong?
That's the power of love!
Give the scythe?
Okay, Felix, I think that should do it.
Good luck, Nate.
Mondo!
Oh, Miss Durant!
Where are we? Where have you taken me?
I didn't take you anywhere! You latched onto me!
Where is your father?
Mondo, what are you doing? Here comes Marcus with the zombies.
I'm trying to get her away from the... Get off!
Oh, no. Seriously? You just shoved her into the hole I opened up for the zombies?
I've got her! Mr. Rand! Mr. Rand, are you okay? Oh, you're so getting suspended. She seems okay, but I should get her help.
Marcus, no! Stay with the zombies!
Uh-oh. They're changing direction!
They're going to miss the hole! This way! Come on, zombies! Over here! Marcus!
I can't get them to turn back. It's too late.
I was trying to tell you.
I had to save Ms. Durant.
Why did you bring her here, Mondo?
You think I wanted her to come with me? She wouldn't let go. She's like super strong now.
Apparently, it's the power of love for my dad.
Here we go again. As I told you, this is not my fault.
Well, it's certainly not my fault.
I mean, as long as we're throwing around blame, you could have made a bigger hole for the zombies to fall in.
You're blaming me for not creating a giant crack in the Earth's crust?
We all had our jobs to do.
I can't even believe you two have these jobs. You're absolute train wrecks.
I know it appears that way, but we both had success in our roles. Until today, anyway.
How in the world did you get the gigs in the first place?
I talked Cupid into it.
I accidentally electrocuted the Grim Reaper.
Of course you did.
Nate, you there?
Go ahead, Felix.
Are you aware that the zombie horde is now marching through town?
Oh, we're aware. I'm just trying to formulate a plan with Timon and Pumbaa over here.
Hey!
Okay, so I obviously can't just start opening up giant holes everywhere in the city. We need to come up with something else. Some way to contain...
It's Harper.
Who's Harper?
My sister. Mondo was trying to ask her to the dance when the lightning hit and the heart fell and...
Sorry I asked.
Harper, are you okay?
I'm fine-ish.
What does that mean?
It means I just got home, I'm looking out my window, and the zombies are coming right for our house.
Our house? Why?
Maybe it's because of her.
Her? Harper, why?
Mondo has this theory that Harper was supposed to die, and now death is coming for her.
Again, sorry I asked. I guess we'd better go to your house.
I can fly you again.
Or we could teleport. It's even faster.
These are my only choices.
You can walk.
I'll go with flying.
Yes! Wings!
I'll meet you there.
Prepare for landing. Wings are tracked.
About time you two got here.
Why are you just standing around, Mondo? Where are the zombies?
Oh, they're not going anywhere.
Why not?
Turns out your lovesick dad did us all a favor.
Wait, I thought the principal is in love with your dad.
Oh, she is. But Marcus also hit his parents with love arrows to keep them from divorcing.
That seems wrong.
Thank you. That's what I said.
They used to be very much in love, and... Can we please get back to the zombies?
Well... You might want to take a look at the hole your dad dug for the pool.
They all fell in the hole? How did you do that?
I didn't. I thought maybe you did it, Chloe.
How could I do it?
Well, apparently a bunch of trees fell in their path and directed them into the backyard. Aren't trees part of nature?
I help them grow. I don't knock them down.
So it was just... luck?
Mondo!
Harper!
The zombies are...
In the pool. I know. I'm so glad you're safe.
Are you going to, you know, help them out?
Yes. Right. Time to do some soul collecting.
You have 387 souls to collect.
387 to be exact. This should be fun. Robe. Hood. Okay, folks. Here comes the Reaper.
Marcus, where have you been?
Oh. We've been helping Mondo.
Helping him not destroy the world.
Hi, I'm Harper.
Oh, this is my... She's...
Let me bail you out, buddy. Chloe. I'm Chloe.
Nice to meet you.
So the zombies ending up in the pool was just luck?
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I mean, before those trees fell, I saw something.
You saw what?
A few days ago, I would have said this is impossible, but that was before my boyfriend turned out to be the Grim Reaper.
Wait, did you just call Mondo your boyfriend? Because that is...
What did you see?
I'm pretty sure someone made those trees fall. I recorded it on my phone. You want to see?
Who's the dude with the snake staff?
Mr. Apep?
Yep. It was like he was casting a spell.
Who is Mr. Apep?
He's an ELA teacher at our school.
What kind of school do you go to?
I'm starting to wonder the same thing. Wait, who are you again?
I'm a friend of...
She's Mother Nature, Harper.
Marcus!
And me? I am the god of love and desire. Some call me Eros, others Cupido, or...
What are you doing?
She deserves to know.
Know what? What is happening?
He's Cupid, Harper.
Mondo!
Your brother is trying to tell you that he's Cupid.
What?
It's true. Wings.
You have... wings? How is this happening?
I couldn't believe it either.
My brother is Cupid. Mondo is the Grim Reaper. And you're...
My friends call me Nate.
Nate.
This is Oscar.
Mother Nature, the Grim Reaper, Cupid. That leaves one more question.
Who or what is Mr. Apep?
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.